Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Could efforts to slow down our economy to combat inflation send us right into a recession? Some analysts are thinking that. So is your retirement recession ready? Well, thankfully, Eric is here today to provide some tips on how you can ensure that your retirement savings is ready for anything that comes your way. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. He's a certified financial planner. Here's the phone number we want you to have for our show today, 800-454-1184. That's the number that you can call to set up an appointment to go in and see Eric and his team. Maybe you want to set up a 15-minute phone call. You could do that as well. 800-454-1184. And you can always find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, so good to be here with you.
Yeah, Luann, it's time to, I think really it should be action time. Yeah, there's some time frames in life where you don't want to take action. I think this is going to be more and more of one that you need to take some action, because especially if you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, or if you are retired, for sure, it is time to take some action, because things are going to be changing a lot and over the next 6 months to a year. And until we get through all this, it's going to be really rocky and bumpy, and you know, you want to make sure your family's protected.
So keep calm and carry on doesn't really apply right now.
Yeah. I mean, you don't just say keep calm if a car's about to hit you. You know, you move out of the way, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's some times where that saying's kind of silly.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, all right. I want you to hear what Federal Chair Jerome Powell had to say. The Federal Reserve are taking an aggressive approach to trying to cool down our inflation. I want you to hear this.
It would be nice if there were a way to just wish it away, but there isn't. We have to get supply and demand back into alignment. And the way we do that is by slowing the economy. Hopefully, we do that by slowing the economy and we see some softening in labor market conditions and we see a big contribution from supply side, you know, improvements and things like that. But none of that is guaranteed.
Yeah, well, you know, the softening labor market conditions is a super fancy econ speak of layoffs and job losses. So when there's too much demand for labor and things are getting expensive, yeah, they basically want things to go backwards some. And usually that backwards is not a little some, it's usually a lot. So, you know, there's debate, are we in recession or not? We are basically, but we will for sure be in one if we're not, you know, technically, just because of, you know, all these rate hikes. So, you know, that's something to be watching for. I mean, make sure you've got enough credit set aside, make sure you've got some savings set aside. I mean, if you're still working, there's very good likelihood of layoffs, and you want to make sure your job's not one of them, you know, ideally, right? So be prepared for that.
Yeah, there's just quite a bit of pain here as the Fed is taking action to try to slow down the economy, trying to bring inflation back down. But here he is again. I want you to hear this.
The real point is this. What we hear from people when we meet with them is that they really are suffering from inflation. If we want to set ourselves up, light the way to another period of a very strong labor market, we have got to get inflation behind us. I wish there were a painless way to do that. There isn't.
Nothing painless, huh?
Yep. So that means, you know, the stock market's going to be still painful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Prices are going to be painful, gas pump, all those things. And, you know, on top of that, yeah, maybe some job losses and painful things there. Obviously, we've also seen it in the, you know, you're going to see a lot more pain in the real estate market as mortgage rates, you know, get to 8% or higher. You know, then that's going to really slow down the housing market and real estate markets a lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of pain out there, and it's just like economic cycles always do. This isn't anything new, or it's just something we haven't had for long time, but to this level, but almost 40 years, but it's coming back, and you know, it's time to just know that it's going to happen and be prepared for it.
So what do retirees need to know about trying to retire into a recession? It's kind of scary.
Well, it can be, but it also could be really opportunistic. I mean, you know, I've got a lot of clients that, you know, they've got a ton of money in their house and they want to move someplace cheaper and, you know, less traffic and all that type of stuff. So it could be, it's still within California, it could be outside of California. But yeah, I mean, maybe instead, even though it freaks people out, maybe you don't buy that, you know, that house yet. You sell yours while the markets are still decent, even though they're softening already. But, you know, you take that money and just hang out with it and go travel, go have some fun, get some Airbnbs and lots of places across the US, and, you know, put a lot of your stuff in storage. I mean, nowadays, most of the furniture, you're going to buy new ones anyways. You're not going to ship it and anything. So, you know, downsize all that stuff and then wait maybe a year, year and a half. And guess what? You know, there's probably good likelihood that you're going to get a lot better deal on whatever that new place that you're buying is. And especially if you can pay for cash and you don't need to do a loan, it's going to be a really great deal. So, you know, that'd be some places where, you know, for retirees, it can actually be a really good thing because a lot of prices will start coming down and, you know, they'll also maybe see cheaper travel at some point and other things. So there may be some silver linings on all this stuff. But again, they do need to make sure they've got some foundational money, some money that's guaranteed from loss that can't go away, that they've got access to so they can survive through that part. And then also some steady income money that's paying them good dividends, that's not going up and down much with the market, and that way they can get through that time frame and that they don't have too much in bonds. If you got one of those 2030 funds or 2025 funds, those funds are pretty much usually about 40% in bonds, and bonds are just going to keep going down as the Fed raises rates. So if you're holding onto an investment that you know is guaranteed almost to go down and you're not taking action, I don't know. Well, why not?
Yeah, you better
right,
do
yeah.
something.
It's like not touching the steering wheel and hoping that you're going to go straight, right? And it's just not going to happen. So, you know, I mean, if you got questions about all this stuff, I mean, the easiest thing to do is just, you know, either set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. All you got to do is text the word talk and we'll send you the link. So just text the word talk to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word talk, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric and his team are here to help you retire well. This is what they do. They help retirees every single day. So take advantage of it. They're right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, how important is it to create an emergency fund, or at least have a portion of your savings in liquid assets?
Well, huge now, right? Because as we're talking about possible recessions, if all of a sudden you get laid off, you know, one of the worst things is, I mean, when I first started in the business 30 years ago, you know, we were in a recession in 94. And, you know, you saw people raid their 401ks and, you know, pay the taxes, pay 12.5% state and federal, you know, penalties and all this awful stuff. And the whole reason was, they just didn't have money in savings. And so that costs them sometimes three or four times, you know, the amount. And, you know, so yeah, you need to have ideally 6 months in savings, 6 months of monthly expenses in savings, or something that's guaranteed, something that's liquid that you can go grab. And, you know, once you have that, then yeah, start putting money other places, because obviously even with rates going up, savings is still not going to beat inflation. So, but yeah, having that there is super critical, because yeah, that'll prevent you from a lot of dumb things that end up people doing.
Eric, real quick, tell us some tools that can help us generate income in retirement, no matter what's going on with the economy.
Well, I mean, some of the best ones out there right now are really these ones that are tied to the market, but not in the market. So, you know, these are insurance products that basically the principal is guaranteed and you earn a rate based on the market. Well, if the market's super low and they look year to year and pay you that interest rate, well, it's statistically speaking, it's very easy for the market to go up 10 or 15% next year. It won't be back where it was at the beginning of the year if it did that, right? Because it's been more than a 15% drop. But if it just gets even halfway, you know, in those types of products, on one of them out there right now, you can earn up to 10%. There's some of these types that I use where we can actually take money out every single year, and then even turn on a lifetime income feature where it'll just keep paying out. Even if it runs out of money, you keep getting that check. And some of those even have no annual fees. So, you know, when people say all these things are expensive, or, you know, it's like, No, you just don't know. You're not either not talking to the right person or you don't know what's out there. So, you know, again, there's lots of options, but the problem is, you know, you hear a bunch of junk out there and you don't know what to believe. It's hard to find right advice. So if you want just some straightforward talk, text the word talk to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word talk 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial, but he's also the author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things retirement because he wants you to have a remarkable retirement. And that's much of what we talk about in our show each week. Listen up because he is giving away that book throughout our show today. So millions of Americans have their money tied up in something, you know, like a traditional IRA. In fact, here's the numbers that we have, Eric, that the total value of all of those accounts is more than $19 trillion nationally. Now, this number came from 2020. That's a lot of IRAs, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's, well, the scary part is that's a lot of money that hasn't been taxed.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, so a lot of people are building up money in these types of accounts. So I like to either call them the fours or IRA. So it could be a 403B if you're working nonprofit or education, and usually healthcare has those. 457s are what usually government agencies have. And then 401Ks, private employers. Now, all of these plans can be rolled over to an IRA, you know, when you leave that company. So really, when we talk about the term IRA, it can be really, you know, any of these plans. So, you know, that's the big thing is you want to know about what you need to know about these accounts, but also how you're going to get the money out at retirement and how they're going to affect your, you know, your whole retirement and the rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay. So as we're going to get into some of these options for our accounts, but one thing we need to understand is that the type of 401k or IRA that we have actually matters when it comes to how our retirement income is taxed, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So, yeah, most people have drank the Kool-Aid or whatever you want to call it, right? Back in the 80s when they first started coming out with 401ks, they said, hey, you know, defer your taxes and you'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Well, that kind of maybe worked somewhat, but there's a couple of smoke and mirrors things that the government did there, right? One was, you know, under Reagan years, they took away a ton of the deductions. I mean, you used to be able to write off, you know, credit card interest and car loan interest and all sorts of stuff. Nowadays, of course, they even took after the Trump tax laws, we even lost more deductions. So there's very little left to write off. And so sometimes the brackets may have gone down, but sometimes they've actually may have even gone up depending on how much you're earning. So a lot of people did it in pre-tax, and most people still do pre-tax, meaning, you know, you don't pay the tax on it today. So say, keep the math easy. If you put in 10 grand, you don't pay federal and state tax on that money. So, okay, maybe your combined bracket, say you're 25%. So that means your 10 grand actually only cost you $7,500 to put in. Mm-hmm. So your paycheck dropped by $7,500, even though you put 10 in. But all you're doing is saying, I don't want to pay that tax today. I want to pay that sometime down the road. Nobody asks when that is. Guess what? It's when you retire. And yeah, the other option is to do it post-tax, meaning you pay the tax. And so in that case, if you put in 10,000 into like, well, you can't put 10 into a Roth IRA. You can put either 6 if you're under 50 or 7 if you're 50 and over. But, you know, if you have a spouse, they could put more into it. And, you know, if you're under the income limits, so you have to watch out for that too. But if you're doing Roth 401k, anybody can fund all the money in there. There's no income restrictions at all. And so if you put that $10,000 into a Roth 401k, then that $10,000 cost you $10,000 to fund it. So that's the big difference between the two. But the big, big difference, the payoff is at the end. That $10,000 that you put into that Roth, if it grew to $50,000 at retirement, that money's all yours.
Right.
If you put it into a pre-tax, you owe tax on the whole balance.
So with our 401ks and our IRAs, it's important that we know the rules, right, in taking our money out. Tell us what we need to know about taking those required minimum distributions, Eric.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. It's kind of like somebody, you know, playing the game of Monopoly, but not knowing that you get $200 when you pass go, or even being told you're supposed to be buying properties necessarily, or renting, or maybe adding houses. Maybe you knew you had to buy properties, but nobody told you you're supposed to add houses and hotels, right?
Right.
You know, all these instructions are important, and they can definitely make a big change in how your strategy would be and such if you knew the rules going in. But, you know, sadly, a lot of us just kind of go, well, that'll be somewhere down the road, so who cares, right? So one thing that, like, people don't pay attention to is you pay Social Security tax and Medicare tax on the money, even if you're doing the pre-tax 401k. So when people say it's not taxable, it is actually still taxable. It's just not federal and state taxable. So that's one issue. And then the other big one is, when can you get the money out, right? So 59.5, I think a lot of people know about that rule, so that basically, that's the first rule where you can, once you're 59.5, that's the soonest you can take the money out without any tax penalties. That tax penalty, by the way, 10% federal, 2.5% state, plus the federal and state taxes. Just say buy your half your money. That's an easy way to do the math there. So try not to take this money. But then the other end of the spectrum, like what you just asked about, was required minimum distributions. So that's when you gotta take your money. Say you did really great, you saved up a bunch, you maybe hit it big in the lottery or got some, you know, tons of Bitcoin or whatever it is. So, you know, you don't need this money, you got a great pension, whatever. It doesn't matter. When you hit what used to be 70.5, now it's 72. When you hit 72, you have to, by law, start taking some of this money out. Now, in 2022, they actually changed the mortality tables. So since people live a little bit longer, those numbers have, the percentages have dropped a tiny bit, but not like, you know, parts of a percent. So not huge, but it used to be 3.9 and so something like 3.6 now when you're 72, and it keeps going up. When you're 90, it's in the 8% range of how much you have to be taken out of your account. You know, as you get older, you have to keep taking that money out. Why? The government wants their money back. They basically loaned you the money you owed them in taxes and said, please go invest it, do well. And the better you do, the better we do.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So that's basically when sometimes people say, oh, and the defer to later. I always tell people, that's the definition of later, is 72. There is no more later after that. That's when you got to pay up. And so they bring you the check, and it's like, you can either pay it, and if you don't pay it, it's a 50% penalty for not taking the money out. So if you were supposed to take out, you know, $10,000, there's going to be a $5,000 penalty for not taking out the 10. Well, you better take out the 10 and pay the tax, right? So,
right.
You know, so that's one of these things where when you're doing your planning and you're looking at your income plan for life, your investment plan, tax plan, all of those are massively affected by how you choose to fund your 401k and your IRA. And so when we do our planning with our clients, we go through the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's where we kind of talk about these three areas, the income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy, all five of those areas. And so if that's something you've got a question on, you know, you can just set up a phone call. We can kind of go over it real quick. And if you want us to go through more of the overall blueprint, if it makes sense to do that, we'll do that for you. And again, we're waiving our fee. We're not charging you for that. So all you have to do is either text the word visit, or you can just call 800-454-1184. Again, either text visit or call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's in his 30th year. He wants to help you have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, so their focus is going to be on helping you make the very best decisions for your situation. So, all right, we're talking about our 401k and IRA decisions, and you talked about, you know, the penalties that could happen if we don't follow the rules with the RMDs. Is there anything else that we need to know as a retiree regarding the RMDs?
Well, you know, as a retiree, you just have to have a kind of a strategy of how you're going to take this money out. When should you be taking out? I mean, one thing is, don't wait till the last minute. That's probably for everything in life. you know, if you're younger in your 60s and retired, a lot of times the dumb advice I see all the time, especially from tax people, is, oh, wait till 72, wait till 72. Don't touch your money till then. Well, what if you go from the 12% to the 24% bracket, you know, and you could have taken some of that money out at 12 and converted that tax, you know, you could have paid the tax today at a 10% or 12% lower bracket, moved it to a Roth IRA and voided the tax forever. Well, that's a way better deal, right? So, you know, but so you need to have that planned ahead. You know, with those RMDs, you know, you have to have that money coming out. And then the other big thing that they changed in 2020 was, you know, it used to be able to, you could do the stretch IRA where you could take it out over your lifetime and basically the person you inherited its lifetime. Now, when it goes to the next generation, so not spouses, but when it goes down to kids or such, they got 10 years to spend all your money. I mean, what a horrible thing to tell the next generation, right? Here, mom and dad saved all this money for 30, 40 years, 50 years, and now you got 10 years to spend it all. you know, now the government doesn't really care per se if you spend it. They just want you to pay the tax on it, right?
Right.
So they can obviously reinvest it, but there's going to be a lot higher temptation for them to spend it. So, you know, that also needs to have a little bit more planning and a little bit more foresight of how you're going to do all that stuff. So, you know, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you know, if you want to set up a time to just kind of go over this and you know, kind of get some more options, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, that's what this show is all about. Eric has always given us some really good ideas on what we can do. And right now we happen to be talking about 401ks or IRAs, right? And, you know, we can't really treat those retirement accounts like a big ATM. So, Eric, let's talk about strategies that you might recommend in pulling money out of those accounts.
Well, have you ever seen a $250,000 minivan?
A minivan? No,
yeah.
I have not.
Well, so I had a client that he had a profit sharing plan. So for those who don't know, profit sharing plans are where your employer funds it all. So he wasn't contributing to this. And then when he left his job, he found out he had all this money. He's like, oh, I'm just going to go buy a new van. I'm like, dude, you need this for retirement. You need to save this money for the rest of your life and stuff. You know, you're going to have 12%, 12.5% federal and state tax penalties. You're going to have all this stuff, all this tax to pay. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. You know, this is just free money to me, you know. So
goodness.
I just want to go get this van. And, you know, that if you ran that out, that van probably cost him $250,000, you know, of what he could have had at retirement, right? So yeah, anytime you're talking about these retirement accounts, you can't treat them like an ATM. You got to have a plan for how you're going to take them out, ideally after 59 and a half. So, and you also want to, check in with your tax bracket and see where that is. Because, you want to take level withdrawals type of thing. You don't want to say not take anything for a while, keep your tax bracket low. And then maybe you hit 72 and need to take all this money out and then have, your tax bracket skyrocket. Well, that doesn't make sense either. So a lot of times if you've got some regular money that you saved up and, your retirement assets, or ideally if you have some Roth assets, you can take a blend of those three and really lower your tax bracket. But again, it takes not only just a financial advisor to know that, but somebody who knows taxes. And so that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually do taxes for our clients. I'm licensed to do taxes and such, not because I want to do them, but just because I really wanted to have that information and that knowledge. Luckily, I've got a great person on my staff, Cassandra, does our taxes for our clients. So, it's something that's very critical, because if you don't know how the taxes are, you don't want to find that out in April. That, I took the money all wrong, and, by the way, I can't do anything now.
Right. Oh, dear. So, you don't want that.
That's not when you want to find that out. You want to find that out before you screw that up.
How do you help someone figure out how much income they need to generate then from each of those different accounts? Can you walk us through that?
Well, really, the only way I know how to do it is with an income plan. So saying, what do you need to live on? Maybe it's, say, $7,000 a month that you need. Okay, how much are you getting from Social Security? And then after tax, what's that like? And then how much do you need from these other accounts? And then again, we want to do everything in a net number. So, you might need to take out $3,000 more, but that, again, if it's out of a 401k or an IRA, well, that's more like $4,000, right, to net the three. So when we're doing our income planning for our clients, everything is all net and spendable money. So I don't care what your normal budget, really what we want to know is what your budget did you spend. A lot of times people say, my income is this. Well, no. What's your take-home pay? that's the numbers we want to work off of, because, then you're netting everything down. And then you can say, here we've got these different pots of money that we can take it from. And again, like I was saying, maybe we should blend it between the two. And then we can see if it lowers, your taxes. Does that extend how much longer your money lasts? And sometimes it's even crazy stuff like you should turn on Social Security sooner. Lots of times that's often an answer for some people where they say they're going to wait till 70, and we'll do the numbers and we'll say no, because you'll actually burn down too many other assets to wait that long. So once you have a plan, it's so easy. It's because it's a way to kind of test things, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a way to test it and measure it or compare it, then you're just guessing, and it's kind of like guessing where you're going. So I want to go somewhat north, right? it's pretty tough if you don't really have any super direction. So, that's kind of the big deal. So what we do here at Heckman Financial is we've actually came up with the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we look at that income plan. That income plan then tells us how we should have that investments done, and then look at the taxes along the way too. And those three would kind of guide us of where we're going. We want to take into consideration healthcare costs and legacy issues. And that once you have those five areas taken care of, you can get a great picture of what things are going to be, when you retire. But so again, if that's something you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, talk a little bit more, and then see if it makes sense for us to do the plan. The plan is no cost. All you have to do is either text the word visit or give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, make that first move. Give Eric and his team a call. They would love to help you worry less about your retirement and your retirement decisions. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Some people, like you even said, might want to take their traditional IRA, 401k, tax deferred, and then convert that to a Roth account for tax-free withdrawals later. So tell us, let's go into that. Tell us what we need to know about that strategy.
We all know taxes are going up. The only people who say taxes are going down are somebody who's running for office. I don't care which party
which
it is.
Which side,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care blue or red or gold or whatever other colors there could be, right?
Yeah.
So, everybody says, and everybody knows that you just have to go to usdebtclock.org and get freaked out about how much, the government owes, and you'll see that, taxes are going to go up. And, so that's one of the reasons why even the government's been saying, trying to put proposals out to say, here, convert to Roth now. And then you won't be able to do it later on. Well, why is that? Because they want you to pay the tax today. That way they get more money today. So they're really counting on this money coming in. And so one of the things that you can do to get rid of the tax situation is pay the tax today, which, of course, you know, why would you do that, right? Nobody wants to do anything like that.
I mean, no.
It's kind of like, you know, why do you want to eat healthy? I mean, it's, you know, it's no fun, right?
Right.
Well, okay, it does help you long term, right? And, you know, why do you want to exercise? Well, it does help you long term. So same thing here. If you get rid of that tax today, it's going to be a lot better. So people think this is a lot more complicated than it is, but it's real simple. So think of a teeter-totter or seesaw, depending where you are in the country. If you were at the same bracket when you hit retirement as you are today, then it's a little bit tougher, right? Because if you're not going to save any tax, does it make sense to convert? If you're 10, 15, 20 years away, all that growth would be tax-free. So then, yes, it does make sense. Now, if you're retiring next year, no, probably doesn't make sense.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
Now, the super easy one is if you're in the 12% bracket today and you're going to be in the 24% bracket later, well, duh, you know, you want to pay the tax, you know, when it's on sale, right? When it's lower, you definitely want to do that conversion. But if you just, you know, sold your house and had a huge capital gain and you sold a bunch of stocks with huge, you know, and you're in the, you know, the top tax bracket there is, no, don't convert, because you probably will not be in that tax bracket when you, you know, when you hit retirement. So, so just again, think of it as a seesaw type thing. If you're flat or lower on your end, that means you want to convert, right? Because that means the taxes will be higher or even, you know, later on. If you're up in the air and your feet are dangling, you know, that, you know, and you hope the other person doesn't jump off and you, you know,
fall
on your butt.
Remember those days.
Assuming that doesn't happen, you know, you don't want to convert there. So, you know, the conversion is painful because you do have to pay the tax. You have to have the money to pay the tax. So you have to come up with that from someplace. So, you know, again, that's something where you want to have some tax planning. You want to look at that and say, okay, how does that affect everything? How's my money going to grow? What's that going to look like for me in retirement? So again, that'd be the thing that you want to be looking at to get that information. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we can actually send you is a report on taxes. And so if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word taxes, pretty easy, taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it right away at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're not done yet. We'll be right back with lots more.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is here today to help you create a retirement strategy. If you don't have one yet, you need to get one. Eric talks about that all the time, and he's offering you a blueprint to worry less wealth. So listen for your chance to give them a call and get in for an appointment or even a phone call. It's all complimentary. Eric, we know you get questions all the time about retirement, no matter where you are, whether you're actually working or just, you know, in your leisure. So we're going to dig into your mailbag right now, and I'll ask you some common retirement questions that you've been getting, okay?
Sounds great.
Let you answer them right here. Okay, so here's our first one. Our first one is from Jenny. Jenny says, my husband's been laid off after 27 years of factory work. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we didn't need to panic immediately. I do think we are fine financially if he does retire, but I don't think it will be mentally the right choice right now. Who should we talk to?
Dr. Phil?
Maybe? The therapist?
Yeah, no. The odd part about my job is it does get to be a somewhat psychology based, and
yeah,
so that's always a little tough. Making the jump to being retired is often tough, right? Because people say, "Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And they have so much time, and I kind of like to call it wantment instead of retirement. You know, where you do what you want versus what you have to do, and it is typically amazing because I would find that 6 to 9 months after somebody's retired, we can barely get a hold of them. And then they find out that, like, they don't know how they had time to work before the before that. So a lot of times it does change, but it is also very stressful just withdrawing money from you've been putting money in one direction, right, for 30, 40 years, just putting it away, and then taking the money back out. People just a lot of times have actually very emotional, even sometimes physical reactions, like it freaks them out of why I don't want to take money out. And it's like, that's why you did it.
That's what it's for. Right?
So it can be tough. Obviously, if you have a income plan and you can see that the numbers work, I think that takes a lot of the worry out of it. And obviously, it's why our processes worry less wealth. So I think that's something where, they could be definitely helped with that in terms of, seeing, okay, are you good financially with being retired? And then it's up to you if you're emotionally ready to be retired. So that's a tougher one, not one I can fully answer.
Do you find sometimes people will retire and then come to you after they've been working with you and come to you and they say, I got to go back to work, I'm too bored or whatever? Do you have that a lot?
A lot of them I jokingly call fail at retirement because they go back and get a job just because somebody called them. I mean, I actually had one client that took a package from his company, and then his company was so short-staffed that they ended up hiring him back through a temp agency because they could, since they paid him to leave, they couldn't hire him directly and stuff. And so it was kind of weird because he left and then he was gone for a month or two and then went right back. And he's like, well, it's good money, I might as well keep doing it. And so people do that a lot.
Yeah, I bet so. In fact, I had a friend who did that too. They retired, had a big retirement party for him, and then he went, wow, I'm spending too much money, I better go back to work. So anyway, okay, here's another one for you. This is from Phil. Phil says, I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago, but I have no idea what to do with it. Where do I start, Eric?
Yeah, these are super dangerous now because you have to be very, very careful. So ever since 2020, there's a new law that says, when you roll these over, so you want to be very careful and roll that into an inherited IRA, or sometimes people call them beneficiary IRAs. And so it still has your father's name on it, and then your name. And so what happens is you now, under the old rules, you could stretch it out for sometimes 20, 30, 40 years, and you just had to take out so much every year. This one, if you inherit that in 2022, you have to have that account spent by 2032.
Whoa.
So you got 10 years to kind of blow through the money. Mm. Doesn't sound very good. Why are you blowing through dad's money that he's worked all his life to save, right? And it's really just to get the tax money back. Obviously, you don't have to spend it, but you do have to withdraw it. So you also don't want to wait till the 10th year and take it all out then, because that could be a nasty tax hit. So often we usually just say, hey, let's take out 10% a year and just, keep taking it out over time. But you do want to be very careful. So the new rules are, no requirement to withdraw the money, but by the 10th year, it has to be all gone.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a requirement.
So you might as well start doing it now. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, all right. Anybody listening right now, if you have questions about that, certainly Eric and his team are here to guide you with that and a lot more. Eric's phone number, 800-454-1184. Eric, tell them what that appointment is like when they come in and see you, or maybe just virtually in a Zoom call.
Yeah, so usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry less wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. Just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at Wealth Creator Radio. Eric Heckman.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. We're going through some mailbag questions for Eric. He's answering them on the air for us. This next one is interesting. It's from Al. Al says, is it wrong to not want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults. Nothing ever seems fair enough. And then Al says, plus we paid for braces and college and cars and weddings. I feel like that should be enough.
It's totally fine. I mean, if you don't think they're going to be good stewards of the money, then yeah, you don't have to leave it to them. You know, often I find also that, you know, once there may be grandkids, well, then the story might change a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so, yeah, you could leave it to different, you know, differently there. You also could leave it to a trust and then have somebody else spend the money out to them. You know, if you've got a friend that's ideally younger than you, because, you know, if they're the same age or older, it may not be as good, but there are options and there's ways to actually build that into a plan. So, yeah, with a good plan, you can have that done.
Here's another one. We have a female now, and this one that she says, Eric, what are some good resources to help me learn more about my options for Social Security?
Yeah, Sarah. So, I mean, with Social Security, there's, you know, well, probably sometimes I think one of the worst ones is actually calling them, because what I find is they love to be what they think is nice, and they'll often, when my clients are applying for Social Security, they'll actually say, hey, we can get you 6 months backward. Well, we'll give you this big check. Well, the part they always forget to tell people is, you know, that big check sounds great, right? So, you know, people get very tempted, but it also means that you're going to go backwards 6 months in age and get that benefit, which means you're now locking in your entire lifetime benefits lower.
Less. Oh.
Yeah. And so for most people, that's about a 4% drop.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So one of these things where, okay, yeah, it's nice to get that 6 months of check, but now you've lowered your income for life by 4% for forever.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
dear.
So that'd be one thing. There are some unique situations if you're, you know, widow, there's some benefits. If you're divorced, you know, you can still get your ex's benefit, potentially, you know, half of their benefit if you were married for at least 10 years. So, I mean, their website, Social Security's website, isn't bad. It's, you know, they've done better about improving it and stuff. They do have some tools even on it now to kind of help you figure it out. One big problem with Social Security is they went paperless. So those statements they used to send you, they supposedly send them to you when you're 61, but lots of times people when 61 still don't get them, but every once in a while somebody randomly gets one when they're younger. So who knows what their actual system is? Nobody knows. But yeah, one of the best things you can do is just look it up every year. So, you know, go to ssa.gov, which is socialsecurityadministration.gov, and you can create your own account, get that online anytime you want. And yeah, I would say, like, especially maybe around tax time, great time to be looking that up and just go there and say, hey, what is my Social Security benefit and such? So, you know, if you're just looking that up, just by watching that alone, you're going to at least, you know, get some idea of what it's going to be. So again, all this stuff takes education and knowledge. You know, one of the things that we can do too is we've got a great little tool. It's kind of a little bit of a quiz or challenge, I guess. It's not exactly a wordle or anything like that, but, yeah, there's a checklist that we have, a retirement checklist. And so if you want to just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. And we'll send you a link there so you can download that, or you can also download it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. tax.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him, and it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the Sierra foothills or someplace like that where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near her, all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income. Not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this or how am I going to survive and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments, how we're going to keep that money, some of that guaranteed safe from loss. And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.